Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Trade shows from one country to the next by Larry Kolchewicz is a guidebook for doing trade shows in 45 different countries, venues, locations, regulations, exhibit design, and cultural differences. Larry says there is no right way, no wrong way. There is only a different way. If you understand and respect what is different, you're on your way to success. Effective communication is the key to international marketing. Larry has dedicated his entire career to exhibit design at trade shows internationally. He spent 50 years doing trade show marketing, working for three of the leading exhibit companies in the U.S. in management and sales, with a focus on international trade show marketing. Larry served as president of Industry Associations, Exhibit Designers and Producers Association. While president there, he helped create the first master's degree in exhibit design at FIT NYC. Also president of the International Federation of Exhibition Services, recipient of two of the industry's highest honors, the Hazel Hayes Award and the Roger Tarot Award for his contributions to the exhibit industry. Larry Kolchewicz, author of Trade Shows from One Country to the Next, Recalculate Thinking When Marketing Internationally, winner, by the way, of two gold awards from Markham 2016 and Hermes 2017 for creative marketing in the book category. Larry, with us on This Week in America. Larry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, hello, Rick, and hello from Denver, Colorado.
Well,
raining today.
Hello back at you from Sebastian, Florida, where it's sunny now, but it'll be raining before the day is out here. You know, this is such a fascinating book. Well, yes. So I hope the sunshine comes your way at least a little bit later this afternoon. A fascinating book on trade shows, but it's a lesson for all of us who deal with commerce or just deal with other employees in other countries. It is so well written, but let's start with the foundation of this. What exactly is a trade show?
Well, it's a good question because we should not assume that everyone knows what a trade show is. A trade show, every industry, every company has an association or some form of getting together, and a trade show, being a trade, an industry, gets together. Years and years ago, started off to promote your new products and services, but trade shows have evolved to include education and a big one called networking these days, where you meet face to face, eyeball to eyeball, to exchange ideas.
You know, it's interesting because chances are all of us work for a company or at least in an industry that does a trade show. It really impacts all of us, doesn't it?
Well, there's not an industry that doesn't have a trade show dedicated to its specialty. And it goes from funeral directors to race cars. You know, there are shows for every, you name it. And it's a means of face-to-face communication for sharing your industry's newest, latest, whatever. And networking in particular.
Well, it's an area of great innovation, and we'll touch on that as we go through the program. You've seen in your 50 years, I'm sure, that been there the bottom floor of all types of innovation broken at trade shows internationally. You said something that's interesting, that personal contact, that eye-to-eye contact. How important is that? How effective is that in marketing?
Oh, it's tremendously effective. Now, there's one element that trade shows achieve that no other means, and as we went through this whole COVID mania, we've gotten used to other means of communicating, but there's one thing they don't do, and that's strike a chord in the with emotion. And emotion is most prominent when you're looking face to face to someone. If you've ever watched some of these Zoom calls and you see people on the call, they're not looking at the camera, they're probably on their cell phone. They're not focusing totally on the speaker. So we're missing something there, and that's where the power of trade shows really comes in to be the most effective tool for encouraging a sale.
How
people
important?
People buy from people they like.
Well,
people
yes.
buy from people they trust.
So emotion.
And you establish that in person.
Yeah, and emotion's important, isn't it?
And that's what a trade show achieves. But trade shows are not cheap, and that's the thing that drove me to write this book. If you're going to spend that much money, especially internationally, you better be certain that you're on the right track to achieving the results that you hopefully expect. And there are major differences between doing business in Dubai or Paris or the United States. The industry has $100 billion in contribution to the gross national product, rated number 22 in contribution to gross national product. Yet no one went to school to do it. Every one of us fumbled into it in one form or the other. And it's an amazing achievement, which really prompted me to start this master's degree in exhibit design at FIT in New York City, really kind of somewhat to justify what I've done for 50 years.
Well, and you obviously have learned as you've gone through all of these decades, and you take all that of experience, all that listening and asking people all around the world how best to use this investment they have in reaching the marketplace. The book is Trade Shows from One Country to the Next, the second edition by Larry Kulchawik. That's Kulchawik. Book available Amazon, usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on, get information there as well. This is not just, and this is so important, dealing internationally, even dealing with a local, nonprofit agency that sets up at the mall or whatever. This is not just putting out brochures and smiling as people walk by. Talk about the experience part of this and why making an experience and experience is really crucial.
I mean, years ago, and trade shows really kicked in high gear starting in the 1960s, and it was somewhat of a party. The hardware show, the houseware show,
yes.
There are shows that people would go to and basically show their wares. There weren't side meetings or seminars and things of that nature. You'd give away pens, attractions where maybe an attractive lady in the booth, all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
But they evolved to be more of a, how can we use this tool, this backdrop, to help enhance communication? How do we start engagement in a way that's not, can I sell you a pencil sharpener? You've got to get people to stop in their tracks to feel interested in what it is that you have to say, and don't go into your elevator pitch so quickly before you know that someone is interested.
Yes.
Or interesting.
But yes.
In any case, it's all about the experience. It used to be, how many leads did we collect? Well, leads don't mean anything if there's no follow-up, and if that person was just nodding his head in agreement just to appease you for that moment. People have to feel good about the experience, and the experience is not the exhibit. The exhibit is the structure. That structure is secondary. The most important thing is the people and the message, the people who are working that tool. And that's one of the places where we fall short, especially internationally, especially for Americans going overseas.
Well, let's talk about that. There's so many interesting aspects, and they're all covered in Larry's book, Trade Shows from One Country to the Next, second edition. Larry Kulchawik, Kulchawik. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Have you seen over the years an evolution in the training process for people that will be representing a company at a trade show? You talk about those early days. I'm sure people just went out there, they got together and they sort of worked their 5 or 6 hours and went home. I'm sure right now a lot more goes into it, or at least to be successful, it should go a lot more go into it.
Today, there are companies that dedicate it to that very thing, training people to engage, how to engage, how to ask the right questions, know when to talk, when to shut up. And when to shut up is really important because
yes.
We tend to go into our elevator speeches and no one's listening. And so there are companies out there and there are so many companies that specialize in the components of trade show preparation, from trucking companies to lighting companies to flooring and carpeting and whatever. There are companies all in and of themselves. That's all they do. And then there are companies that do lead management and engagement techniques, how to engage. And that's probably, in my opinion, the most important thing, especially going overseas, because we go there oversee the, regardless of the country, as an American, and you act like an American, and you're not aware of the differences that country, not that they expect. People are quick to forgive you for mistakes. but why make the mistake? Why not be aware of what those differences might be that might tend to offend someone?
Yes, and not have to worry about whether they're going to overlook that and still continue to talk with me and possibly do business. You know, international marketing is interesting. So many people do the trade shows, New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, successful. They walk away thinking, boy, we hit a home run with this one. But they shouldn't take that success and think if they're going to go internationally, it's going to work the same way. Talk about the differences, the physical differences, as well as the cultural differences.
Excellent question. You know, there's so many American companies, and I'm an American, so I can't act like writing a book of this nature that it applies to everybody equally. In fact, the book was written by people from the countries. When I was president of IFES and my term was expired, I went to every country and I said, tell me, when I go to your country, how should I act? What should I do differently? And amazingly, every one of them responded immediately. So I said, I guess I got to write a book for real now with all that information. And so I'm not the expert, but the people from those countries that are telling me this is the way we prefer you to act, I have to believe that. Don't challenge that as being right or wrong. That's the way they believe it to be. And that's what the book's about. This is the point of view from those who live there. These are their regulations. These are their methods of engagement. And respect them. Maybe you don't have to like them, but you've got to be aware of them and respect them. And I think that's the whole purpose of the book. And the whole purpose of the book is enlightenment for specific areas that you wish to market. Now, 45 different countries, believe it or not, there are six countries in the world that do 70% of all trade shows marketing. So when I gave a talk at FIT a few months ago, one of the students raised their hand and said, Larry, if there are only six countries that do most of the work, why did you write a book about 45 countries? That's a good question, but because that country may rise one day. You may have an opportunity to do some work in a country that isn't on the top 10 list, but at least you're aware of how and what to do and be prepared to go to that country. So the basis of knowledge of differences is so there's no one book that could capture it all, but this is a jump start for a company who is just beginning to go overseas.
You lay it out so well. I mentioned guidebook, but it reads so well, and you're laying it out with the stories, the observations, the input that you've had from so many experts worldwide. The book is Trade Shows from One Country to the Next. This is the second edition by Larry Kulchewik, our guest on the program, Kulchewik. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. There's so much writing on this, and you used the word investment before. Talk about that, because this really should be looked at from a company standpoint like an investment. It's like building a new plant somewhere, isn't it?
I mean, to share one point, and that is the average company puts away 5% of their revenue and dedicates it to marketing. And within the umbrella of marketing are seven components, trade shows being one, the internet being another, radio and TV, business to business. And each of those components have costs. And the most expensive of all those is trade shows. And if you're going to spend that kind of money, you better be certain, especially to the CFO and the presidents of the companies, that you're getting something for it, that it's worth it. And it's becoming extremely expensive, so, and especially going overseas and fumbling and wasting a lot of money, is the whole purpose of the book. And the investment versus the cost is really the issue. Because the CFOs and the presidents are really, how much is this costing us?
Yes.
Versus how much of this investment are we getting a return that's valuable to us?
I'm thinking
uncovering new opportunities.
Yeah, I'm thinking from a marketing standpoint, this may be right at the top of the list of effectiveness if done right, because you are meeting with people that are interested in your product, right? It's not like a major media ad that maybe 6-7% of the public that's listening or watching really cares about the product you're selling. You're dealing with people that basically, when all of them are potential customers.
Back to trade shows. Trade shows are not something you just go to. Now, in Europe, you can buy a ticket and go to a show. But in the United States, primarily, you have to be invited. Yeah, you're not. You just don't walk in to go to the International Plumbing Show or an area you feel you're interested in. So being invited means you're somewhat qualified to begin with and even being there. Now, you may not be interested in the particular product or service that someone is trying to sell, and that's where you really got to be careful not to go into your elevator's pitch so quickly. And the exhibit itself is your trademark. It's your brand. You know, it's how you feel about yourself. So to go to a trade show, and in the United States they have drapes and tables and a cardboard sign. Now that could be the cheapest way to go. But it also projects you as thinking a bit cheap, and do I really want to do business with this kind of company if that's the way they view themselves? And that's why people spend the money they do in trade shows today. It's all about the image. It's all about the experience. And it's not cheap. And there's a lot of ways to set the stage. And that's a good term, stage, because the most important thing about the stage is the actors. How those actors react and act within that space and that environment. Now it back to exhibits. Going overseas, there are things that are expected in Europe, for example, that aren't expected in the United States. In Europe, you better have a bar. The bar is the place where people will stop to engage. It's not threatening. Would you like a cup of coffee? And they don't go into their pitch right away. They would get, I'm okay, you're okay. Let's talk about each other's family or whatever it might be, but don't go jumping right into your sales pitch.
Yes.
The other thing they do in Europe is they have raised floors instead of a carpet. And a raised floor in the beginning was a reason when they had systems or exhibits that needed to be level, they would have to level the floor. They also hide the electric cords underneath. But Europeans, when they come to the United States, would always say, Larry, I want a raised floor. And I said, well, you don't really need one here in the U.S. I can save you $10,000 if you don't have it. No, Larry, I want it. And it took me 5 years to realize what the value of that raised floor was in their mind. It was a stage. It was a platform. Welcome to my kingdom. It wasn't hide the electric cords.
Yes.
It wasn't... It was step into my area. So it was a psychological necessity that gave them the feeling that you're stepping into my space, as opposed to hiding electric cords or a level floor or other logical reasons.
Well, it's
and the third thing is privacy. Europeans prefer to have private areas. In the United States, we'll have an open space and talk in amongst others around you. The European wants, and Asian for that matter, wants a private space to let's talk business. They didn't just fumble into your space. They came knowing what you do. So I'll be prepared to hear them out in that regard in a private kind of way.
All of those insights. Yes. Finish that thought, because all these insights are in your book, and that's what makes this a master's class in trade shows, because you've got all of this knowledge and things that we would do, areas we think, as you mentioned with the elevated stage, we can save like, you know, 10 grand doing it this way. But there's a cost to doing it that way too. This is finish your thought there. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just love the insight that you bring to this.
It's a different mindset about expectations.
Yes.
And, you know, the bar, for example, that's an area that is not threatening. It's, you know, you truly would like a cup of coffee.
Oh, exactly.
and you'd feel each other's out, you know, hey, are you a potential customer? And there's right ways to probe that out without saying, what do you want? What are you doing? And I think that is a great starting point. Think about, you know, when you invite people over to your house. What do? They go into your kitchen. They stand around your kitchen table.
Yes.
you'll say, let's go into the living room. They don't want to go into your living room and sit down. They want to stand and be casual. Your wife might be trying to cook the meal while everybody's standing around her. But there's a comfort zone about a bar.
Yes.
And that's really what the Europeans use in that regard.
I want to come back to something that we've talked about, you've talked about numerous times on here, and that's the elevator pitch. The fact this is eye to eye, you can sort of sense where this conversation, where this presentation is going. For years, we heard everything has to be compact, has to be condensed. You're in an elevator, you've got 30 seconds, you've got 40 seconds to make the pitch, whether it fits into the conversation or not, you're going to get that pitch out there. Have we focused too much on elevator pitches and taken sort of that personal contact out of it?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that addresses what's the difference between sales and marketing.
Yes.
And my definition is marketing is anything that you do that creates a selling situation. I was a sales manager for an exhibit company. We had 175 salesmen from around the United States, and I always told them, this is years ago, upgrade to first class. And it's not because you're important, but it's likely you're sitting next to another business traveler. And inevitably, you engage in conversation, you exchange cards, and you're kind of a trusted, that's marketing.
Yes.
You put yourself in that position that if for whatever reason they're interested, hey, we go to shows, maybe you can help us. Now you go into your sales pitch, and not a minute before, because there's a time that you kick into it,
yes,
and there's a time that you set the stage for creating that opportunity, and that's what trade shows are. They create the opportunity for selling versus telling.
That's interesting, telling, because we're all geared to talk. We want to get our message across. Is listening often overlooked as an important selling tool?
And the hardest thing to do when you begin to engage at a trade show is not to keep talking, but the art of disengaging.
Yes.
There's a point where, hey, this isn't going anywhere. I got to be talking to people that are interested here. And how you disengage is really important, because you just don't want to turn it totally off to the point where you maybe hurt the reputation of your company, whether they wanted to buy something from you or not. But disengaging is very, very important.
You know, there's so much in the book.
Especially the trade show.
Yes, and I've got about a minute or so left in the program. This book is designed for trade shows. This is an invaluable tool for people dealing in trade shows. I mentioned the application so many of us in our business lives in dealing with people from other cultures. Who is the book designed for? Primarily, it's what trade show people, but it applies to so many of us in the marketplace.
Well, it's really designed toward Americans going abroad.
Yes.
I mean, we as a country really believe the world revolves around us in some ways, and I respectfully say that. And going abroad, it's only been in the last 12 years that Americans started going abroad for trade shows. One of my biggest customers years ago was General Motors Truck, and I always said to them, why aren't we going overseas to promote? Larry, we can't make them fast enough here in the United States. Why do we want to waste money overseas? Well, that was very short-sighted. The Koreans and the Japanese really took that market from them. Now they're in it now, but at that time, there was enough business here to keep your factories going. Now, 12 years ago, this whole thing changed, and all of a sudden, American companies were starting to get interested in going abroad. Now, there are a number of companies, pharmaceuticals and such, who've been doing this long before 12 years ago, but the average company was not. And in doing so, they just jumped into it, and jumped into it with an American mentality. And that's the reason for the book, is the idea that when you're going abroad, you got to think like a German.
That, yes.
You have to think like a Parisian or Brazilian.
Well, you point that out.
And know what their mindset is.
You point that out so well. The book is invaluable, as I say. Trade shows from one country to the next. This is the second edition Larry Kulchawik, our guest on the program, Kulchawik, book available at Amazon, all the usual places, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Larry, the time has gone by way too quickly. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. A fascinating conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. And in conclusion, I think you had began this conversation with the theme of the book: there's no right way, there's no wrong way, there's only a different way. Understand and respect what's different, and you're on your way to success. It's really not that complicated, but take the time to learn. And I think that's the key here.
Well, it's very simple, but yes, it's maybe so simple we overlook it. And effective communication, the key to international marketing. All from Larry's book, Trade Shows from One Country to the Next. You'll find it available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.